Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, you are listening to the Curtis Harwell Talk Radio Show, and we are America's best and most listened to fitness show with over 3 million listens. And I want to thank everyone that listens to the show every week. The show's been growing by leaps and bounds, and I know we really appreciate it here at the studio. And we are broadcasting live, so we're not a podcast. But our shows are on podcast after the live show, but we're broadcasting live from the studios down here in Austin, Texas. Another beautiful day down here today. So I hope everybody's having a fantastic Friday, and hopefully everyone will have a terrific weekend. And again, I do really appreciate you listening to the show. If you'd like to participate in the show, you can go over to Twitter if you like and send messages. And you can send messages over at Twitter to me and just send them at GetFitByCurtis. You can also get me on Facebook at Curtis Harwell. You can get me at Curtis Harwell Talk Radio Show or Curtis Harwell Fit. And we'll take care of you over there. Also, today's sponsor is Titan Fitnesswear, and tank top, hoodies, t-shirts, everything that you want to have, good-looking gear to head to the gym, motivational stuff, lots of great graphics. A new line of gear came out a couple of weeks ago called Musclehead. Terrific graphics. Head on over to Titan Fitnesswear. Get Titan Fitnesswear at www.titanfitnesswear.spreadshirt.com. Great pricing. Everything is in stock. I think there's probably at least 50 to 60 different logos over there for the guys and the gals. Go over, check it out. Great sizes. And it usually ships within 1 to 2 days. And I normally, the day that you put in your order, you've got that thing at your doorstep in about 4 to 5 days. So everything's in stock. Don't worry about that. Nothing's back ordered. So head on over there. Show them some love. They've been a great sponsor of our show since day one. So head over there. We do have another terrific show. And again, another one of those shows is, if you've listened to the show before, you know that I get a lot of my subject matter from clients, people that I talk to when I go out and do speaking engagements, anything like that. When people come up to me and they say, you know, you need to do a show on this, or I have a problem with this, what do I do for this? So I try to incorporate that into my show on my weekly shows. We've done well over 200 shows now. And so I try to get people that I work with and talk to, and friends, and people that are friends of the show, try to get them to participate in the show and give us some great ideas. So today's show, what I want to discuss, not necessarily putting on masks, but you can put on masks if you like. But this is for men and women, beginners, intermediate, pros at any level. I want to discuss what supplements are the best supplements for your muscles. And very important, because, you know, in the sport that I live, and then the lifestyle that I live, everything that I do involves around fitness. And everybody is looking to try to get fit and to get healthier. And as you know, fat doesn't burn calories, okay? Muscles only burn calories. So we need to you know, in our daily lives, be concerned about our muscles, not necessarily trying to get bigger, but trying to get fitter. And so this will be a great help, I think, this show here to you, for men and women and people at any level. Now, I do want to preface everything that I say today for you, you know, you folks out there listening, that now all of these things that I'm going to talk about today, we'll put on muscle mass for you. But I just want you to realize, when you look at the magazine and you still see Phil Heath, Kai Greene, you see myself, you see all, you know, Dexter Jackson, you see all of the great bodybuilders in the world. Same with the women, you know, Dana Lynn, Bailey, all of the terrific looking women, bodybuilders, physique, bikini. You have to remember that their training, their supplementation, they may be doing they may or may not be doing PEDs or performance enhancing drugs. You just have to remember, to look like that, you have to train, you have to eat, you have to sleep, you have to supplement, you have to do all of those things that those folks do, and you have to have the genetics. So just because you take the right supplementation does not mean that you may or may not ever look like that. I just really want to explain, you know, make you understand that, because taking all of these great supplements we're going to talk about today does not necessarily mean that you ladies are going to look like Dana Lynn Bailey in 6 months, because I'm frankly, it's just not going to happen, you know, for the most part. But most of you don't want to look like that anyway. And she is one terrific physique athlete in the world. So just keep that in mind. Now, without a doubt, you can add muscle simply by eating right and lifting weights. But to truly, I mean absolutely, truly maximize your growth potential, supplements are required. They just absolutely are. Now, what I've done is I've tried to put together a list of what I feel like are some of my best muscle mass gain, or what I call muscle supplements, and on which you can spend your hard-earned cash to try to get the physique that you're looking for. And I'm going to try to list them in priority. I may skip, you know, and move around a little bit, but I'll try to do them in priority. And the priority is what I kind of feel like is the absolute most critical, can't do without supplements. And then at the very end, these are the less crucial ones. If you can afford it, you know, they're not as crucial, but they still are very effective supplements for packing on size, or just helping you with maintaining muscle fitness or increasing muscle fitness, strength and power. Okay, now the point of this show today is really to help you out there, because supplements are not inexpensive. So, and everyone, I don't care who you are, on the pro level, you own your own business, you're on a budget, or you should be. And a lot of the budgets are tight. So with the supplements I'm going to give you, it'll work with you with a tight budget. Now, if money's no object, then by all means, go ahead and knock yourself out and buy all of these things, because they won't hurt you. The only thing that they can do is help you. And because, just keep in mind, what I'm concerned with here is muscle. And you can never, in my mind, have too much muscle. And I'm not talking about, you know, being Mr. Olympia, but you can never have too much muscle, okay? Now, my number one priority on my list, and which I think is crucial, the most crucial thing, is whey protein powder. And I think it's on the top of the list because it's the most crucial item or supplement for pushing protein synthesis, okay? Now, what is whey? Now, whey protein is a milk protein that has a high level of branched chain amino acids, or BCAAs. We all, most of us have heard of those. And so the bottom line is whey protein takes the crown or top of the list because it digests fast, it gets into your muscles very rapidly, and when it gets into your muscles rapidly, it helps build your muscles quickly. Now, whey protein also contain what are called peptides. And the simplest way to, because I don't want to go into a whole lot of stuff here, peptides are small proteins, and that increases the blood flow to the muscles. Now, this is why I recommend consuming whey protein immediately after training. I usually try to get the whey protein in no longer than 30 minutes after a workout. But if I can, I have that whey protein ready to go right after I'm working. So it's getting digested quickly, and after, trashing my muscle, and depending on the body part in the gym, I'm ready for growth. So I need to get that whey protein. Now, to maximize the effects of whey protein, now you look at taking 20 grams or so of whey protein powder in the 30 minutes before working out, and take another 40 grams, usually within, like I said, 30 to 60 minutes after training. Now, you could also consider taking 20 to 40 grams of whey immediately upon waking every morning to kickstart muscle growth also. Because just keep in mind, bed, let's say, at 8 o'clock at night, and you get up at 6 in the morning, you've literally gone a half a day with no protein. So it is critical to have that protein back into your system. So that is critical. So I do that. I try to do that every morning. And also keep in mind, if you're take meds or medications in the morning, always take your medications, let them stay in your system for about a half hour, 45 minutes before you do the protein, okay? So my number two item on this list is casein protein. Now, this is also a protein powder from milk protein, okay? And it's just squeaks in. It's just barely right below whey protein for me. Okay, and the only reason it's there is because it digests at a slower rate than whey protein, and so it's not that, if you're trying to get the whey protein in, or the protein into your system quickly, whey is the best. Now, casein protein is excellent for a pre-bedtime snack. Because what it'll do is prevent catabolism while you sleep, and that's because it will empty slowly out of your stomach. Now, catabolism is basically where your body eats on itself, where it eats on its own muscle if it needs amino acids during the night. And casein will also make you feel less full, which makes it a terrific snack for those who are looking to get their muscles fit and also to pack on muscle mass, because sometimes whey protein can bloat you. So the casein really does not do that. And a lot of the new research really shows that the casein really does do a terrific job, and it's really, really close to whey protein. So now... If you take casein as a post-workout protein drink, it will also boost protein synthesis, much like whey does. And it's even suggested that a whey and casein protein shake taken after training increases muscle growth better than taking one or another. So those are absolutely, you know, two fantastic forms of protein. So, and then to maximize the effects of casein, you know, you want to take 20 to 40 grams right before going to bed. Really does a terrific job. And after workouts, you can do an additional 10 to 20 grams of casein and add that to your whey protein. And you can also use 20 to 14 grams of casein in your protein shakes between meals. But it is a terrific form of protein. It digests slowly, so you feel fuller longer, but you don't feel as bloated with casein as you do a lot of times with whey. My number three priority on the list is creatine. Now, creatine is made from three amino acids. Okay, now it's made from arginine, glycine, and methionine, okay? Now, a lot of the anecdotal reports out there and lots of the scientific studies find that you guys and gals who take creatine gain a good 10 pounds or more of body weight and increase strength dramatically and do it pretty quickly. And creatine works in a number of ways on the body. Number one, it increases the amount of fast energy in your muscles needed to perform reps in the gym. So if you have those days that you're doing volume training, or as myself, I do days that I'll do sets of 50 or sets of 100 reps, okay, it really helps, you know, maintain my energy level throughout. Now, And so the more reps you can do, you're going to be able to do with a given or heavier weight, and this will allow you to get bigger and stronger in the long run. Now, creatine also draws more water into your muscle cells. Now, this places a stretch on the cell that increases long-term growth. Now, creatine recently, also in some studies, have found to increase levels of insulin-like growth factor and in muscles, which is absolutely critical for stimulating growth, okay? Now, how do you use it to maximize it? You want to take 2 to 5 grams of creatine, and there's several different types of creatine, creatine monohydrate, malate, just all different kinds of one, and you want to take it with your protein shake immediately before workouts. And this will help keep your muscles saturated with creatine and produce the rapid energy that they'll need to perform more reps. Now, then what you want to do after this, then consume another 2 to 5 grams with your post-workout shake, in addition to 40 to 100 grams of fast digesting carbs. Now, and so by doing all of this, the creatine will be rapidly taken up by the muscle cells and boost the, you know, insulin growth factor and promote further growth. Now, on days when you don't train, just you want to make sure you still take 2 to 5 grams of creatine with a breakfast that contains carbohydrates. Now, my fourth, it's kind of a tie now, it's kind of funny that it does come, these two items. Okay, so what I call like 4A and 4B, I always like, you know, in priority branched chain amino acids, but I also love L-arginine, okay? Now, branched chain amino acids, or BCAAs, and again, the amino acids that are involved here are leucine, isoleucine, and valine. Now, this is the absolute most important amino acids for repairing and building muscle tissue. So everyone, I don't care who you are, just average Joe, I recommend BCAAs, and I don't do that a lot with a lot of supplements for just average people, but I recommend BCAAs for everyone. Now, leucine is the most critical of these three amino acids, okay? And it's because leucine can stimulate muscle protein synthesis just by itself. Now, yet it's still best to take all three together since they work in synergy to produce a multitude of benefits out there. And these benefits include muscle growth, increased energy during workouts. It will slow down the buildup of cortisol. And cortisol is a catabolic hormone that inhibits testosterone and increases muscle breakdown. And then also it will decrease delayed onset muscle soreness, or you hear DOMS all the time. So, okay. Now, to maximize the benefit here of BCAAs, we're looking at taking 5 to 10 grams of BCAAs with your breakfast, as well in your pre- and post-workout shakes. Now, you want to look for BCAA products to provide leucine at a ratio of 2 to 1 per dose of isoleucine and valine. So an example would be if you take a 5-gram dose of BCAAs, about 2.5 grams should be leucine, 1.25 grams from isoleucine, and 1.25 grams for valine, okay? Now, I'm going to say like my 4B, I'm going to say L-arginine. Now, I love L-arginine. I think as an amino acid, I think L-arginine is one of the best supplements that anyone can take. I really do. L-arginine is just absolutely fantastic. The benefits that you get from L-arginine it's fantastic. Now, L-arginine acts as a precursor to nitric oxide. What it does, it gives you it will benefit you by raising your nitric oxide levels. And nitric oxide is a main contributor to vasodilation. And that really means that it relaxes the veins and the arteries of your cardiovascular system, so you get bigger and wider passageways for blood. Now, as the passages of your cardiovascular system widen, blood flows more freely through your body, and your blood pressure also lowers. So that's basically what we're looking at here, is to get the benefits of our cardiovascular system. Looking at high blood pressure, L-arginine absolutely can help lower your blood pressure or hypertension. It does a fantastic job. And just keep in mind, as your blood pressure rises, free radicals in your body and reactive oxygen species increase, which are all bad things, cancer-causing. And these harmful molecules can cause the NO2 or nitric oxide to become inactive, thus further raising your blood pressure and making the whole situation or issues worse, okay? But because of taking extra L-arginine, it can stop this, and it absolutely helps in the treatment of high blood pressure. I also take it in conjunction with L-carnitine and ornithine, and it absolutely, again, helps you with your IGF. Insulin growth factor does an absolutely fantastic job, and it keeps your NO2 levels high. So I just absolutely love L-arginine, and it's another one of those that I highly recommend. Now, another priority for me is beta-alanine and carnosine. Okay. Now, the amino acid beta-alanine is combined with you know, another amino acid, histidine, to form carnosine, okay? Now, a lot of studies out there show that when muscles have higher levels of carnosine, they have more strength and endurance. Remember, we're concerned about muscle, muscle fitness. And what carnosine does, it appears to increase muscle fibers' ability to contract and to contract with more force and do it with more force without giving up a whole lot of energy and getting fatigued. Okay, so that is absolutely fantastic for your workout. So, and it also shows that people that take beta-alanine and carnosine together, okay, along with creatine, gained more muscle fat, muscle mass, had thinner muscle, and lost more body fat than subjects who took creatine alone. So, it's just a fantastic way to go. And so what you want to look here to maximize the effects of it, you want to take 1 to 2 grams of, you know, beta-alanine or carnosine immediately before and after every workout, in addition to your shakes and creatine. And on non-workout days, take 2 grams with breakfast along with creatine. Now, number 6, which is, again, part of my L-arginine, is NO2 boosters or nitric oxide boosters. Now, NO or nitric oxide is a molecule found throughout the body. It's all over the body that's involved in multiple processes. Now, the one that myself and yourself and bodybuilders and fitness people are most interested in, its ability to dilate blood vessels, which allows more blood flow to the muscles for the delivery of a lot of oxygen, nutrients, anabolic hormones that your body produces, and water. And you got to keep in mind, blood is mostly water. Now, this gives you more energy during your workouts and will give you just muscle pumps from hell. I mean, I tell you what, you load up on L-arginine, 4 grams before you work out, 4 grams after you work out, you have muscle pumps from hell. You cannot believe the muscle pumps that you got, that you'll have. And you also will have better muscle recovery and growth after the workout. Now, nitric oxide boosters don't provide, but rather what they do supply is arginine, again, as I said, which is readily converted to NO in the body. Now, again, lots of research have found that people who were given arginine increased muscle strength and growth and lost body fat, which are all terrific and good things. My next priority would be glutamine. It provides several benefits, and it aids in muscle growth by increasing the levels of leucine and muscle fibers and helps decrease muscle breakdown. So I'm going to have to zoom through here so I can get these done for the show. ZMA, this is a combination of zinc and magnesium aspirin, and vitamin B6, and it is important for bodybuilders, and it's a lot of times deficient. Athletes are deficient in these critical minerals, okay? So it's very good. Also helps with insulin growth factor 1 and your testosterone, and so very important to do. Another one, again, is carnitine, very good to have. And increases blood flow to your muscle cells. I think you should have great, great carbs in your diet. High molecular weight carbs and great starches you want to get in your diet, and all of those things will help with your muscle development. So, hopefully, all of this stuff has helped. It's a lot of things that you can do. Do a lot of study. you know, Google a lot of the things, but a lot of the things that I just went over today, all of these things will help you with your muscle and muscle development. So I look forward to everybody trying these, and send me messages. Let me know how they're working out for you. You have a terrific weekend, and I look forward to chatting with you next week. Love, peace out.